You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Welcome back to Concrete Conversations. I know everyone out there is tired of expensive concrete, but what's driving the prices and how do we fix it? Tim, you're a concrete guy. What's driving the prices of concrete at the moment and what are people looking at?
Well, it's availability. You know, the trucks can only unload so fast and there's a, you know, a finite amount of trucks. And right now there's a bunch of infrastructure spending that the government's doing that's tying up a lot of the concrete plants and a lot of the concrete trucks. And it's, you know, it's really kind of hurting the small guys because per yard, you know, how do you be competitive with somebody with that deep of pockets?
Right.
You know, it's even trouble getting concrete early in the day. You know, a lot of these guys, the smaller guys that don't pour every day are waiting to second round, third round or end of day. You know, and they're paying an exorbitant price for it.
I was looking at the Concrete Financial Insights Index that follows concrete pricing. And the way they're looking, just this year, we're looking at like a 13% increase in the price of concrete. And that's not even taken into consideration, you know, what we'd call the total cost of concrete, because, you know, you haven't just got the price of the concrete itself. You've got the installation, you've got the demo, you've got all those. Tim, tell us a little bit more about what goes into, let's say someone wanted to replace concrete on their patio, what goes into not just repairing what's there, but, you know, the whole total cost of it.
Well, you know, you've got to go out and do the bid and get the job first, obviously. But once you do, if you've got some concrete that's in need of repair, it's got cracks in it, some of the tops washed off or stained or whatever, you know, you've got to jackhammer that out first. And then, you're breaking it into little pieces and you're putting it in your truck and you're taking it to the dump and you're paying to get rid of it. And then you're coming back and you're grading and, getting that, the soil so that it's got, you know, stone on it or whatever the prep in your area needs to be. You know, obviously everywhere it's different, but, you know, you do that. If you need reinforcement, you put that in, you call a truck out after your forms are in, and, then you've got to pour it and finish it. And, you know, there's a lot of work that goes into a remove and replace.
Yeah, they were even talking about, you know, even the cost of aggregates within concrete have actually gone through the roof. And so you combine all those and just, you know, the cost of labor. Everyone can talk about, oh, yeah, demo, we can, you know, get some people to do it. But even the cost of that has gone up because, you know, people are expecting to earn more. Their world has been affected by inflation. So they need to earn more to pay their grocery bill, to do all that. So that's gone up. So, okay, Tim, well, I'm sitting here, I've got a patio that's got cracks in it. It's not looking the greatest. My wife says, we want this fixed. What are the options?
Well, like I said, you can tear it out and replace it and go through all that expense, but there's really no guarantee. There is a couple of guarantees in concrete, and I'll tell you what they are. First off, it's fireproof, it's theft proof, and it's going to crack. That's the thing. So the idea is we want to control where it cracks. But, you know, if you've got expansive soil or anything else, you may get very similar to the same look you've got right now back again. So the options are that you can cover it up with an overlay, really, is what the easiest and best thing to do is. It doesn't require any removal. If there are cracks, they can be incorporated into a pattern. Obviously the expansion joints that are designed to control cracking, those are also can be worked into a pattern. It can be done in any number of patterns or colors or shapes or sizes of stones, anything. It's really unlimited because the overlay system that I'm talking about is actually troweled out. And it's troweled over tape to get your pattern. So there's really no stamps involved. There's really not a lot of effort involved. And again, there's no removal. So it's a great option for patios that look bad and interior floors or anything else for that matter, any cement-based surface.
So color-wise, are they looking at just the different shades of gray or matching the gray? What are the options color-wise?
No, you can do any color or any combination of colors that you want.
Oh, anything. So if someone wanted to mimic, let's say a Venetian sort of look, that they could match that, get it color matched, the whole thing.
Yeah. There's a combination of techniques to get different coloring effects, but it's really unlimited how many things you could do.
Okay. So I have a question. If you're talking about doing an overlay, how does that adhere to the concrete? How does that, because it sounds too good to be true. Like all of a sudden we're troweling concrete over concrete. How's that not going to chip off? Like what's involved with making that a sound surface?
Well, we call it an engineered cement is really what it is. So it's a very thin blend of cements. White cement is what we use in ours. White cement, different types and shapes of sand that give you the hardest and the best adhesion in it. And then it's blended with a polymer that is basically a glue that glues it to the concrete. It's down very hard. It lasts a very, very long time. And if you're not bridging expansion joints or cracks, then you're not going to have any issues with adhesion.
Oh, wow. Is the chemicals used in this? If you're making it stick, are the chemicals used, and are they anything, that a homeowner would worry about or an installer would worry about?
Not really. We're not using silica fume in the cements anymore because there's a lot of better alternatives that aren't as bad for you. So that's not a concern. We do recommend a solvent-borne sealer if your municipality allows it, just because it's a much better product and lasts a really long time. But it's really it really doesn't have any smell or odor after about an hour into the process, after it dries. So concerns aren't really a problem for that as far as health-wise goes. There's some guys may want to wear a respirator if they're sensitive to solvent-borne smells. But unless you're in an enclosed area, you know, if you were doing a basement or inside, you'd obviously want to wear respiration equipment. But outside of that, if you're outside and not in an enclosed room or anything else like that, you wouldn't have any real concerns, I wouldn't think.
So you mentioned a little bit about 1 hour, 2 hour dry time. So from the start of a job to the point of where you can walk on it, are we talking days, hours? What's the story we're timing on that?
Well, it depends on a lot of things, temperature, humidity, all those things can make concrete either go off very quickly, as everybody knows, or take forever to dry. If you're on a cold, very humid, rainy day and you were working undercover, it's going to be a little bit. But for the most part, you could get it. Once you get the concrete prepped and clean, which is very important, a power wash or whatever you're going to do to get it clean. After that, you just got to let it dry enough to stick the tape down. And once that's down, you trowel the coating and depending on the size of the job, how long that takes. But essentially, you could probably trowel about, a guy with another guy mixing could probably trowel 250 to 350 square feet an hour. So, if you're working on a 500 square foot job, you got 2 hours in troweling after the tape's down. And then, at dry time, here like today in Phoenix, if hot and hot and dry, if that's going to be dry before you get done hardly troweling, Right. And if you were somewhere it's more humid, like say in Kentucky or New York or whatever, it might be another hour or so. But you can accelerate that by putting a big fan on it and that dries up everything quickly. But then after that, it's a matter of coloring and sealing. So essentially, a guy could probably go in and get started early and finish a 400-500-600 square foot job in a day. If you're doing a couple thousand square feet, it might be two, might be three, depending on drying conditions, but really not an extended period of time. Certainly not like taking it out and putting it back in.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good question then, right? So if you were comparing a concrete overlay to, redoing concrete, time-wise, what's the difference? Are we talking days, hours, or is it even bigger than that?
Yeah, I mean, I would think, you know, again, it depends on how many guys are on your crew, which is a concrete crew is going to be a whole lot bigger than a overlay crew. You know, if you had three guys on an overlay crew on a big job, then, you know, that would be good. But two guys could, even one guy could probably do a pretty decent sized job in a day by himself. But I like to have a guy mixing and I like to travel myself. So, a demolition crew, you're going to have a guy running the jackhammer and guys putting in the chunks into the wheelbarrow and taking it out. And then, you know, to put in a couple thousand square feet, you're going to need a pretty decent sized crew to do that. So you're going to have additional, not only time and days, but also time and man hours by a lot.
Right. Because I remember we extended our patio out there, and there was we actually didn't even take any concrete out in the first place. We just extended it. But that seemed to take a long time from the prep work, and the next crew came in and they didn't love the prep work, so they had to redo the prep work. And then they came in and poured and sealed and finished. And it seemed to take a lot longer than I actually thought it would do. So when you're looking at a situation where, like, let's say I wanted to do overlays on a patio, is that something that's going to, you know, take me a week, or is it just a couple of days? And what's the story on that sort of job?
I couldn't imagine that it would take more than 2 or 3 days at the absolute most.
Wow. And sitting here a homeowner, what would I be looking at price-wise compared with redoing the concrete? Is it like a 50% saving? What's the story around cost?
That depends on where you're at again, and what the local labor rate is, and what it depends on a lot of different things, but you'd certainly save a couple dollars a square foot at least. So, you know, you're going to get something that looks better, that performs better, that's easier to clean, that is kind of custom tailored for you. Nobody gets excited about going over to somebody's house and, it's the most beautiful gray concrete I've ever seen. Right. You know, they just don't get excited. So it's something that is color designed for you and the specific pattern that you want. And you're going to be a couple of dollars at least a square foot cheaper than an R&R.
So I'll give you a, for instance, I get a concrete overlay done. I have issues with it. Do I then have to tear that whole thing up to repair it? Or, you know, what happens if, you know, we have sort of damage to the surface?
Well, the beautiful part is that's really easy to fix without doing anything that would take away from it. So a lot of times I like to, when I do jobs, I like to warranty them, and I do a 10-year warranty on that. Wow. And after the first 2 years, it becomes more of a maintenance agreement where for X predetermined amount of dollars, I'll come over and do any touch up that's necessary, or maybe there's no touch up, but we'll clean it. We'll put a new coat of sealer on there and it'll look absolutely brand new. But it's one of the easiest things to repair. If you had a piece of concrete that you needed to take out, say, for instance, say it wasn't the concrete's fault, but you had a plumbing issue, so you took the plumbing out, or somebody's going to come in and drill for termites, or whatever the case may be, you can go back in, and instead of having a piece of concrete that's cured out looking differently with an obvious expansion joint, again, this is a patterned surface. So if this one small area, like say termites, that's fairly common. So you've got holes, you know, whatever, every 2 feet or 3 feet or whatever they do, I don't know, but they drill holes in the concrete and it doesn't look good. If they drill holes in an overlay, you're not going to really notice it as much because it's not going to stand out. But if somebody was like, I would like to have that fixed, you can just retape off the stones that are affected there, put another thin coat over the top of that, color it to match, and reseal the whole thing, and you'd never see it.
Wow. Okay, so from an installer's point of view, obviously people like making money out of the work they do. Margin-wise, how do margins look against standard concrete versus overlay systems?
Well, they're a lot higher. I mean, it's just, there's absolutely no comparison. I mean, if you really take a look, you pour in concrete every single day, at the end of the year, You know, you've got jobs that go south. You've got jobs that get dried out too quick, that they crack in spots they aren't supposed to. They freeze while you're pouring it. There's just so many things that can go wrong if you're doing concrete all year round in every climate. With this, the profits are much better because, first off, you don't have to try and keep 5, 6, 8, 10 guys busy all the time. So you're not running around looking for jobs that aren't profitable just to keep your guys busy. And, you know, that's what we do. But in an overlay, you know, you got a couple of guys on the crew, and you can go in and instead of running around and making 10%, if you're lucky at the end of the year, you know, you're making 50 to 75% of the every job is profit. It's just the, wow, the material costs are low and the labor's, you know, a lot less guys. And it's just the, for a contractor that's not doing this, that has the market for it, it's just insane.
So let me ask you this, right? So, okay, you've got great margins in it. It's easy to do. It's more maintainable. How does someone get started in this?
Well, you know, obviously you'd want to get some kind of training, and we have training that's live in Phoenix and in other places. But I also have it on video. And if a guy wanted to get started, get a little sample of materials and get some boards and watch the videos. They're menu driven, step by step. And you can get started just by working on that. And then, you know, a lot of times, you know, they'll do their own patio and then they'll do their buddy's patio and then they'll start charging for jobs. And it's really not that difficult to get into. And, you know, if you've got somebody behind you that can critique your work for you, then and say, hey, I would have done this a little different. I would have done that a little different, clean this up, whatever. Then it's really not difficult to get into, and you're getting something that lasts and lasts and lasts. And when people move, they call you and I want to do my new house too, because that one's 12 years old and it looks great still. Or, I mean, I've got jobs that are 30 years old out here in Phoenix. Wow. And you know, with a color and a reseal, you'd never know they weren't done last week.
Okay, so, you know, you talk about taping off and things. So what sort of surfaces are we mimicking? Is there anything specific? Is it like travertine? Like, what sort of surfaces are we talking?
Well, you know, and it depends on whatever the guy wants to do. You know, we do a slate, we do a travertine, we do a flagstone, we do a wood grain, we do a big stone texture. You know, it's really whatever it is that you want to tape off and trowel out. You know, there's multiple different ways to get textured effects, and they're all not difficult to do. It's just a matter of what you want to sell somebody or what they want to buy.
Excellent. So you did show me a video before we did today's podcast of a patio that you did for the guy. I think the guy was a tennis coach and his patio looked incredible. And I one thing that sort of got me with the video was he put what looked like a really heavy grill back on the surface pretty quickly. So it's that resilient that it, you know, you can do that sort of thing and not worry about it.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be dragging heavy metal furniture across it for 4 or 5 days, but you know, a grill or furniture or anything else, you know, the cure time on it's full cure of almost 8,000 PSI within 3 days to 5 days, depending on temperature and humidity as everything is. But you can walk on it right away and you get your patio furniture out there and sit on it right away. It's, you know, an hour or so after the guy's done leaving the job, you know, it's very, very quick.
Beautiful. Well, any last thoughts, Tim, for our listeners? Anything that they need to know that I've maybe haven't asked you?
I can't really think of anything. If somebody's looking to get into it, you know, I'd love to have you reach out and I can talk more individually with anybody that wants to call. And, you know, we tell people what to do and we also tell them what not to do, because what not to do is certainly more important. And we've learned that from doing this for 30 plus years. So, you know, I love to help people and I love to sell product and I love to make friends, and we'll look forward to chatting with anybody that wants to get involved.
Beautiful. So where can they go to get in touch with you?
Well, I'm available at tim@icoatproducts.com by email. And my phone number is 602-692-2653. I'm there all the time, phone or text, either way. Our website is www.icoatproducts.com. And we're on Instagram and we're on Facebook.
I told my wife we were doing this podcast today, and she saw that video of the patio as well. So I think she'll be bugging me for that design in our back garden, because it looked pretty amazing. Well, Tim, thank you so much again for coming back to Concrete Conversations and telling people more about the options in this industry. So until next time, thanks so much, and we'll see you again on Concrete Conversations.